One of my favorite verses in Scripture, you're in Genesis 1, and in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. And then you get down to 14 or so, where it says, and he made the stars also. Having studied the stars and this unbelievably, massively huge universe, however many billion light years it's measured at now across, and every measurement is larger than the one before, think of the trillions upon trillions upon trillions of stars, hundreds of millions, if not trillions of planets going around those stars, and then he made the stars also. It's like a passing word. And I think this is the way it is with God. He was effortless in his creation. And I also think God, because he is a creator, he remains a creator. In other words, he's a creator by nature. He didn't stop. In the new heavens and the new earth, we should expect new wonders. The old stars, planets, and galaxies will likely be made new. If you have a new earth that's got a new Jerusalem, wouldn't you expect there to be a new Saturn, a new Jupiter, a new Milky Way galaxy, a new Andromeda galaxy, a new Horsehead Nebula? But then, beyond making the old new, he is free as a creator to make brand new. And I expect that he will. Our favorite food may be a food we've never tasted in this life, but we will on the new earth. Our favorite animal may be one we've never seen before, but that he will make and place on the new earth, or perhaps on another planet in the new universe. There is no end to the creativity of God. Now, understand that this speculation doesn't come out of nowhere. It comes out of certain facts. We know, without a doubt, Scripture is emphatic, that God is going to remake the universe itself. We know we will live forever as embodied people in new bodies on a new earth. We know that that new earth is also part of what's called a new heavens and a new earth. Not just new heaven, the dwelling place of God, singular, but new heavens, that is, the celestial heavens. So I think it's emphatic there shall be a new universe, a new celestial heavens, new galaxies. So that part of it is not, it's not, oh, that's just ungrounded, unbiblical speculation. It's based on very solid things that are revealed. It's not speculation. When I say to people, we're going to sit down, eat and drink at banquets, it's like, are you making this up? And I go, well, no, Jesus actually said it repeatedly. So I can trust, we can trust Jesus when he says they're going to come from the east and the west and sit at the table with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And he doesn't say, those who were once named Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and who have become someone else. No, continuity. This is the real Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and we are going to come, and we are going to sit down at tables with them, and Ruth, and Esther, and Job, and Paul, and everybody else. We are going to sit at tables with them. I think Jesus is going to be in charge of the seating arrangements and is going to put us next to people who have an incredible impact on us. For me, C.S. Lewis, A.W. Tozer, Francis Schaeffer, Charles Spurgeon, numbers of others who I have not met in this life, but which I will in the life to come. And then I'll say, thank you. Thank you for the books you wrote and for the influence they had. And then maybe somebody on the other side of me will say, thank you, Randy, for giving to support the missions work through which I came to faith in Jesus. Yeah.